88.5 FM and 88.5 FM.org. We got live music in our studio today. It's the third time you've actually been to our headquarters here. I feel like we should give you a commemorative pin or something like that.
Put out a plaque.
We could be working on that. We should be working on that. Sunflower Bean is here today. The Sunflower Bean Trio. It feels like just yesterday you were here to promote 22 in Blue. But it wasn't. It was almost a year ago, believe it or not. Boy, time flies, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah, that was 11 months ago. I was making the joke in the elevator that we have to come back every 11 months. So, I don't know. Maybe that'll happen.
We'll have you
here.
Keep
up at this rate.
Every 11 months we could do that. And I'm sure you're happy to be in Southern California because back east, back home in New York, the weather is terrible from what I understand. And now we're enjoying some nice weather today.
Yeah, it's been a bit apocalyptically cold, but
right.
It's nice now.
And as we record this session at 88.5 FM headquarters, it's actually release day for the new EP. So congratulations, you guys. From what we've heard, it's four tracks of just pure awesomeness.
Thank you.
You know, King of the Dudes is the album available now if people want to go out and purchase that stuff. And from what I understand, this is the first time you guys are actually playing some of these songs for anybody,
yes,
right?
First time.
Yes, this is the very first time. So it feels good to do it here at KCSN.
Well, again, thanks for being here. And you guys wanted to start off perhaps with the title track. Is that what we're doing?
Let's do it. There's no looking back. It's release day.
Title track from the new EP. The song is King of the Dudes, and that's Sunflower Bean live in our studio here on 88.5 FM. I already mentioned that it feels like just yesterday you guys were here in the studio, and I was like, oh my God, another EP after the full-length record, you know, and I thought to myself, well, maybe these songs were just kind of left over from those previous sessions. Was that the case, or is this kind of a whole new venture, these new four songs?
These are actually brand new. none of them were around when we recorded the record, so it's not really like that sort of like, oh, we have leftovers. This is like kind of a concise and measured own project.
Yeah, I think initially we wrote it because, you know, after you make a record, they usually want, you know, a little, like we did the covers EP after Human Ceremony to kind of wrap up the whole thing. And this EP has kind of taken a life of its own because we just had a lot of things that we wanted to say and knew that we had the opportunity to say them. And also, I feel like we've been hearing that feedback a lot of like, this is coming so soon after the record and, you know, kind of why is that? And I think it's a question of, why do we even think in those terms? You know what I mean? Like, if Ariana Grande can drop a track or Drake can drop a track, why can't Wolf Alice drop a track or we drop a track or drop a whole EP? Mm-hmm. And I think that we're seeing that a lot, even with like Conor Oberst and Phoebe Bridgers and people and rock musicians that are wanting to like have a more direct input with their fans and using technology to get the music to them.
Right. Speaking of technology, a lot of bands will just float it out digitally, some of these songs, a song here, a song there, and then drop an EP or a record. But, I mean, you guys have printed vinyl for the new EP, and is a limited pressing, from what I understand. Is there only like 750 available in the world? Right. So
yeah,
it's an exclusive thing.
It's a special thing. It's for, I think, you know, We're definitely going to take this year to, we're playing festivals, but also to really figure out the next step and how to always be developing and changing. And so I think, you know, getting the EP out, having it in print for the people that want it, and really like for the fans, I think was important to us.
Mm-hmm. Again, Sunflower Bean is here on 88.5 FM. Catch them around the country playing with Interpol. That would be amazing. The song from the EP that we've been playing on the air for a number of weeks now is called Come For Me. And I remember last time you came to the station, we had a conversation about, man, at times, you know, people are saying that you sound a lot like Fleetwood Mac, you know, and stuff like that. And as soon as I heard the brand new single, especially the hook, before listening to anything else, really, I was like, oh my God, this sounds almost like an 80s pop song. So I don't want to pigeonhole you guys into a particular genre or anything like that. However, you did a recent interview where you said this new EP, I mean, it's kind of like the Ramones, really, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? I mean, it's quick. It's sharp. It's concise is what we got here.
Yeah, I mean, yes. it's 12 minutes. I think that's a really fun number. We didn't plan on it, but when we saw it at the end, we were like, oh my God, that's so Ramones. but Ramones in essence, not necessarily in sound. And I think that's where all the comparisons get difficult for new bands, because you're always being compared to things that have happened, and that's okay. But I think Sunflower Bean is an experiment in guitar, bass, and drums, and good, authentic music.
Right.
That's what Come For Me is. That's what the album was, right. And that's what we'll always do.
You transcend eras and transcend genres, right? Although in my mind, like I feel like you guys could take the stage in the late 70s in Maxis, Kansas City, or CBGB and fit right in, you know what I mean?
Definitely. That's definitely the era and place of music that we all love and grow up with.
Yeah, so. It definitely made us who we are, and I don't think we'll ever be able to walk away from it.
I could tell, and maybe that's why I want you guys to be my emotional support animals. That's the term that I was looking
there
for.
There you go. That's a really cool song. That's so Iggy, even though we're not trying to make comparisons.
That's a really nice, sensitive
I want
animal.
You to be my emotional support animal.
Just remind me think of me in your liner notes when you finally
when we put
record
out emotional
that
support
song.
Animal?
Because it's kind of like animal, like...
It's like, I want to be
nice
your dog,
way,
but more intellectual.
Support animal.
Yeah, like,
there you go. It's 2019, people.
It's
come
2019.
On, you know.
You can't say dog. You
no,
have to
you
say
can't.
Emotional support animal.
Speaking of the new single, I guess we're going to get a version of It.
Yes.
In the studio.
Let's do it.
Perhaps right now.
Seems appropriate with everything we got going
this
on.
This is Sunflower Bean live on 88.5 FM. We'll be right back.
If you do, then do it right. Let's go! Do you really want to come for me?
There you go. Song's called Come For Me, played brilliantly by Sunflower Bean, who's in our studio here on 88.5 FM. Nicely done, crew, and thanks again for doing that.
Oh, thank you. I know, you know, it always feels like a show in here. I can't, you know, some sessions you feel very like, ooh, do-do-do.
Yeah.
Gotta try to, I don't know what who to do is, but.
Well, we keep it loose, right?
Yeah, you want to keep it. Like
right.
A show.
We want to keep it fun. So if people, for the uninitiated, we have a couple of the previous sessions from Sunflower Bean available on 88.5fm.org. If you go to the live sessions archives page, all the audio and video from our previous sessions are up on there. And this session will eventually end up online as well. Speaking of that, sunflowerbeanband.com is the website.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a band camp out there. I think there's a fan website as well, which is not the official.
Not the official site.
But still, I think has good information. You guys are good on socials as well. You guys have done like tour diaries in the past, and you keep the content fresh on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, which is really cool and keeps it accessible to the fans. So we'll be following you on socials throughout this next tour coming up with Interpol.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for letting us play our songs for you for the first time.
Right. So four songs on the new EP. We're playing three today. What did you want to play next?
This song is called Fear City, and I think it's maybe currently our three favorite song on the EP, because you might not think it's the coolest, but I think it's pretty fun, so
mm-hmm.
We're into it.
Jump!
Sunflower being in our studio here. No broken strings this time, right?
No.
We had an instance earlier. This is 88.5 FM and 88.5FM.org. Again, so thankful to have you here. And we feel fortunate to have you on release day and, you know, to be the home of the EP release show at the Bootleg. Yeah.
Anytime.
Very, very cool stuff. Well, we'll catch up with you soon. Anything else to touch on before we kind of wrap it up here and let you enjoy Southern California before the tour?
I don't think so. I think just keep rocking in the free world.
Well, that's just a good rule of thumb. This is 88.5 FM.